flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, the Raptors came into town last night. Now, the irony is the Hawks will play the Raptors again tomorrow. But it's games like last night that make me wonder what the hell this team is.
Oh. Nope.
The Raptors snapped a 9-game road losing streak.
9.
Okay? Where they couldn't lose. I mean, they couldn't find a way to win on the road. And when you looked at the roster, Mike, I mean, you might not recognize. If a guy walked past you right now, you wouldn't know who Scottie Barnes is. And I know people who watch Toronto think he's a superstar. Mm-hmm. He's all right. The fact is, we didn't play defense. Jalen gets hurt and all of a sudden, like, oh, Bogey finally shows up. But what a terrible performance last night by the Hawks.
I mean, do you realize this is only their second road win of the season? That's how bad Toronto is. Oren was talking about that this morning. I mean, this is what drives me crazy. Just when I start, we always talk about the Charlie Brown and Lucy pulling the football away. I mean, this is the NBA equivalent. Just when I start to believe in this team, and we will grill Steve Coonan about this at 4:40. Not my fault, but we will talk to Steve about it, the CEO.
Yes, we know.
Yes.
We've heard. Yes.
But, I mean, think about their bench. I mean, they're rolling out like Kelly Olynyk. I mean, just a bunch of bums.
Bums, anyway, dude.
I mean, seriously.
Grady Dick. I'm like, who? He's barely. These guys, you don't know any of these guys.
Well, I mean, my God, Grady Dick went for 15.
They're not good. And the way the Hawks came out, Mike, they were flat. To quote Nate, they didn't play defense.
Lifeless.
They weren't focused.
They had nothing for Grady.
We were soft on the ball.
They were soft on the ball.
Dick. No, I mean, this is why this team, just when I start to believe, do you believe now, Trinity? No. No, I don't. Because you've had two crap losses. Okay, you had the worst shooting night of your lives against the Pistons. You followed up losing to one of the worst teams in the league. This is inexcusable. And if you want people, especially Wrestler, you know, his owner, I mean, his son, I mean, Landry Fields, whoever's picking the players to sit there and go, okay, yes, we are ready to reinvest and prime the pump.
Come on.
You can't do that.
Come on.
You can't do that.
I want to hear a weird stat. They're, 7-1 versus, like, the Celtics and the Cavs this year?
Right.
They were Washington's first road win of the season. Washington has one road win.
Us. Right.
Now, Toronto has two road wins, and one of them is Atlanta.
We are the definition.
So the two worst teams in the league.
Oren, we are the definition of playing down to your opponent. And that's not what good teams do. Good teams finish and they don't let them monkey around or they stay in the game the way the Hawks did that. It's brutal.
It's brutal. And you didn't need Jalen Johnson to beat these guys. I'm sorry. I know Jalen got hurt. He has been dealing with shoulder inflammation. He fouls Scottie Barnes, speaking of Scottie Barnes, early in the second quarter and he leaves and doesn't come back. I think it was precautionary, but Mike, remember when he missed all those games and we were like, what's going on?
Right.
Maybe, you know, he re-injured whatever was going on. The fact is the other shoulder. The fact is you didn't need Jalen to beat these guys.
No.
And it's just I'm sorry. That was a pathetic performance. Somebody better step up on Saturday and get a little revenge.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of Season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.